Our Best of the Midwest series takes you to places around the Midwest that we think are the best. So we decided to call it Best of the Midwest. Anyway, sometimes it's neighborhoods right here in Chicago. Sometimes we send you to neighboring states. Today, we talk to Larry Gaffey from the Walworth County Fair. Larry, thanks for joining us on WGN.
Well, thank you very much for having us. Good to talk to you, John.
You're in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, right?
Yep, right across the Illinois border near Lake Geneva.
So this is the 175th year for the fair?
It is. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
175 years, 1849. The world was a little different back then.
Yeah, you're making me wonder what a fair back then would be like. I mean, I don't suppose they had tractor pulls and big concerts because they didn't have tractors back then, did they? And
they probably had horse. They had horse pulls probably, and we still have those today.
Oh, no kidding.
So, yeah. But there is mainly livestock and crops. They were, wanting to get together and kind of compare their results of their growing season and see who was the best. And it really that the heart of that is still what happens today. We've got kids and adults, mainly kids, that are showing off their animal projects and also things like quilts and canned pickles and all of that. This year we had 18,000 exhibit entries from people wanting to show something at the fair.
Oh, that's great. Is it blueberry pies and things like that, flowers,
yes,
that sort of thing?
Yep, flowers like I said, pickles and groups of different types of vegetables and fruits and things like that. And the largest pumpkin. We'll have probably a 1,000-pound pumpkin in here this year.
Did I see you have some sort of dinosaur exhibit as well?
We do. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a dinosaur experience, and it's this interactive dinosaur show where kids can come in, and obviously it's a learning experience, learn about the dinosaurs and how they existed and why they went away and what they were like. And the world obviously was a little different back then than it is today, and it's good for kids to know where the history of our planet, and that's a big part of it.
Yeah, I've seen those dinosaur exhibits. Sometimes they can scare the kids. Sometimes the kids wander up and think it's fantastic. I wonder how terrifying your exhibit is going to be, Larry.
Well, everybody's different, but I would imagine these are a little more kid-friendly. And it is designed to be a learning experience, and we're very excited to have them.
But you do have a barnyard adventure as well, right?
Yeah, internationally award-winning barnyard adventure. The Walworth County Fair has probably won more awards from the International Association of Fairs and Expos as a county fair than I would say most, if not any county fair in the nation. We're the largest county fair in Wisconsin, but our barnyard adventure area is an interactive place for kids to learn about how agriculture affects them, how food gets to the table. There are all kinds of different learning sessions and interactive things, and they see how different types of crops grow in different soil conditions and the different techniques that can be used to grow. And some of the sort of older ways of growing crops are things like Three Sisters, where they'll do a corn stalk with beans and some other plant all in the same little plot. And there's things you don't see normally. You drive down the highway in Wisconsin or Illinois, and you see rows and rows of corn and soybeans and wheat and things like that, but it wasn't always that way. And I think it's great for people to understand how our food industry's evolved and like I said, how food gets to the table. It's a really neat experience, barnyard. And then the Discovery Barn, John, is another one for the kids really love. We have a lot of baby animals in there, calves and lambs and chickens and things like that the kids can interact with. And there's fewer and fewer kids that are directly connected to farms these days, and I think it's great that they have an opportunity to come out and learn about those things.
I couldn't agree with you more. We're talking to Larry Gaffey from the Walworth County Fair. I mean, I think that the very idea that you get lettuce now mostly in a bag is just another level of disconnect from the heads of lettuce that we used to take home, slam on the counter to pull out the core and then clean it and then dry it and then make a salad. I love me my bag of salad, but I mean, we just don't seem to have an appreciation for how that food gets there, do we?
That's right. It's a lot of work. And a lot of planning, and it takes a lot of energy to put food on people's tables. And I think a lot of people don't realize, the farmers themselves that grow these crops really don't make the majority of money on the food products when they hit the grocery store. It's the packaging company. It's the plants that get it all ready. And the farmers, you know, they struggle to get by, and but they do it because they love it. And I think it's good for kids to understand what kind of passion it takes to put an operation like a farm together.
And effort. There's a sensory-friendly carnival. Have we talked about that now?
We have not. And this is our second year, John, and we're so excited. We have a local construction company that's sponsoring it, Tanis Construction, but they're paying for kids for between 9 a.m. and noon on Friday, kids that have sensory sort of issues, you know, maybe around the spectrum or something like that, where flashing lights and loud noises and all of that make them feel a little uncomfortable. So the carnival company's going to shut down the music and the flashing lights, and they're going to take extra time to let these kids get on rides if they want with a caregiver. Mm-hmm. They get free admission, free rides during that period. But the catch is they have to register. The deadline is the 25th, which I think is Sunday. And they have to get on our website and register in advance for that. And then we'll email them tickets to get into the fair. And then they'll be given a wristband to go on the ride areas for that time period on Friday. But I'm so excited to be able to offer this.
What's the, where do I go? I imagine I can Google you, but is there a website that's handy for you?
Yeah, walworthcountyfair.com. That's WALWORTH, countyfair.com.
It's in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. The fair is the 28th to the 2nd. So you go Labor Day plus, is Labor Day the 2nd then? So you go the 28th, yep. 29th, 30th, 1st, and 2nd.
Yep, Wednesday before Labor Day through Labor Day itself.
Talk about the grandstand events. What's the big entertainment you got?
We have great entertainment. Of course, the first night we have a full-on rodeo from Rice's Professional Rodeo. I packed the grandstands last year. Really good performances and good cowboys and cowgirls. Thursday night, the 29th, we've got professional tractor and truck pulls that happen in the grandstands. And then on Friday, our concerts start. Friday night, we have Nelly, which we're really excited about. And Saturday, we have country artist Brantley Gilbert, Grammy Award winning. And on Monday, we have a Christian concert from a guy named Crowder, and very popular and has some new hits out right now, too. So we've got a good lineup. And then on Monday, Labor Day, we have Demolition Derby that starts at 12:30 in the afternoon. And it'll go till about 9:30 at night. It's the largest demo derby in the state of Wisconsin. There'll be over 100 cars in this demo derby. And they put on quite a show, I can tell you that.
Sounds like the Dan Ryan. So the Demolition Derby is the last big event. And this is in Elkhorn, which if I'm downtown Chicago, what are we looking at? Maybe 75 minutes?
Yeah, something like an hour and a half, you know, depending on traffic. You know, with the DNC going on right now, it might be a little longer.
No.
But
no, with the DNC, downtown in Chicago is empty. You laugh. There's nobody here.
Really?
They're all at the convention center and the hotels, and the town's kind of clean. So people are marveling at how easy it is to get around, but it might be just as easy to get up your way, too.
Fantastic. Well, good news. Yeah. And we have so many people that come from Chicagoland to our fair. In fact, some of them joke that it's the Northern Illinois State Fair, kind of like they call where the Brewers play, Wrigley North, right?
Wrigley North,
right across the border. We're about 8 miles from Lake Geneva.
Okay, one more time, give us that website. And I love the idea of what you're doing, 9 to noon, the sensory-friendly carnival experience for kids. That's on Friday. Just go to walworthcountyfair.com, did you say?
Yep, walworthcountyfair.com. It's WALWORTH, County Fair. And all the tickets for all the events are on sale there, admission tickets. You don't have to wait in line. You can get them in advance, and we'll see you at the fair.
Larry Gaffey. Okay, Larry, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. Take care.
That's our Best of the Midwest on WGN.